So a guy asks if he could smell a woman's feet, and it didn't go very well after that.
Awkward.
Oh, boy. It's time for Dumbass News.
99.1 PLR.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Hey, how you doing?
Dumbass.
Look, kids, it's AJ.
Hey, kids. I smell my feet.
Yeah, what did you say to this lady?
Comedian Vince Barry in studio.
Good morning, everybody.
He will be at the Chaz and AJ comedy show. Sold out.
Yes.
Thanks to Legends of Fear. All right, before we get to this story, which is awesome, a Chaz and AJ callback. We did the Bad Idea Island earlier.
Yep.
Ricky Smith called in.
Oh, no.
We were talking about the ped egg.
Yep.
And Ricky said, hey, my wife has one, and I'm holding it right now.
Yep. He wrote in, well, that didn't last long. The wife came crashing into the bathroom while I was showering. What did you say on the radio?
Maybe we'll be putting Ricky Smith on Bad Idea.
I never know.
I can pull the audio.
Calling in. All right. So a man asked to smell woman's feet. She says no. And then what happened next is bananas. Here's the news report.
First date taking a dangerous turn in a one and only exclusive. A woman tells us she's lucky to be alive after her date hits her with his car.
Yeah, but before he drove off, he kept asking her about her feet. A local 10's Raj Lowe joining us live in Aventura with a breakdown for us.
Strange, bizarre, and certainly something didn't smell right here.
No.
Waka, waka.
Get out of here.
Get out of here.
A woman was assaulted, and now we're going to do puns.
Yeah, right. That's terrible.
Fantastic.
We're going to foot the bill. Sorry.
All right.
We've all heard horror stories about online dating.
Hold it. Wait.
What, they just moved from the bill.
Lessons in Journalism by Professor Chaz.
Okay. Maybe you don't make puns during an assault report.
Yeah.
Don't make jokes after we say you shouldn't make puns during an assault.
I have no soul.
Okay.
We've all heard horror stories about online dating, but this suspect, well... he didn't pass the smell test.
It's
the same joke.
Yep.
Fired.
You got to call this guy into the office after this.
Right.
You get an air check, buddy. Yeah.
Right.
It's not even a new joke. It's the same
thing. It's the same exact joke. It's kind of changed a little bit. Yeah.
This guy asked to smell your feet?
Yes, he did.
What did he say?
Well, initially we had met up because... I was going to sell him my sneakers.
She knew.
Oh, okay. That's not a date, by the way.
It's
not a date. So you got all that wrong.
Yep.
Okay.
Lessons in Journalism by Professor Chaz.
Get the story right. It's not a date.
No. This girl has an
It was a transaction.
Yes. It was an arrangement. Yeah, exactly. Yes.
She definitely has an OnlyFans. He subscribes. He wanted to buy the sneakers.
Yep.
They met up. It's not that hard.
We're getting sucked in.
Yep.
She sounds hot.
She's definitely someone you'd want to smell her feet.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe. You haven't seen her.
I'm just saying.
I don't go around doing that.
I'm just saying.
You got to say please first. You can't just like bring it. You know what I mean? There's
right,
more
yeah,
to it.
Yeah, use finesse. Yeah, of course. Yes.
No, but I don't smell women's feet.
You don't.
You're missing out.
You do?
Yeah, hell yeah. I'll suck a toe. I'll put a whole foot in my mouth. I don't care.
Oh, my God. Wow. I'm on the island of bad ideas.
You got the two freaks on this side of the table.
He did. He actually was shot out of the ped egg.
No.
A little Everclear ped egg martini.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Instead of an ice luge, she's just pouring it right through there.
Nice.
Okay.
She knew something didn't smell right when she met this guy.
He did it again.
Yes, he did.
The third time. Yeah. Same joke.
Yep. Same joke. Needs some material.
This guy.
Sorry.
No, you know what? I'm just thinking, we got to get this guy on.
The reporter?
Yeah.
Why not?
We need to get him on.
Yay.
Because first of all, he screwed the whole story up, but then he's making the same joke three times.
Yes.
I don't love the puns anyway, even like if it's not as offensive. Like,
but he needed to do something different, like... the man refused to admit defeat.
Or he wouldn't toe the line.
If you're gonna do it, you gotta go full bore.
I agree.
He needed to punch it up a little bit.
Yeah. AJ's got enough jokes. Should have called AJ.
Yeah. I'll write him for you.
This guy, Almansi Sirsal, at an Aventura hotel.
When I got there, he just wanted to sniff my feet, and I didn't feel comfortable with that.
I have to stop you there. What do you say when someone says, I want to sniff your feet?
No. No, I mean, you could have my sneakers all you want. I mean, I don't care. I'm not wearing them. And, you know, they're just stinky old sneakers. But people like weird things.
Then thing. First of all.
And she makes money off it.
If you're selling used sneakers yeah. and a guy wants to meet you in a parking lot.
Yeah.
You don't go alone.
No. No. Bring your family. Bring your family. Oh, you're packing. One or two. Right.
This is actually where the pet egg might have been helpful.
Right.
She could be like, how about you stay right there?
Here's a sample cup.
I'm yeah. right. Oh, exactly.
Here's a sample cup.
Man.
You know, they girls sell the foot dust.
No, yes, they don't.
They do in little bags. Yeah, yeah. They sell them in little Ziplocs. They mail them out to you.
Why do you know this?
Because I'm a dirty, dirty boy, and I'm way all over the bad parts of the internet.
Are you a weirdo?
I've never bought anything like that, but
he's
I'm
not
just
even
aware.
Making eye contact with me right now.
I mean, there's a microphone standing in the way. Am I a weirdo? I mean, we
happening.
All know that. I am a
You're
weirdo.
You're a weirdo.
But I've never bought foot dust. I feel
we
like
now
that's
have
a
our 7:30 break.
That's a bridge too far.
I had something
foot
else scheduled. But Vince the Weirdo, 7:30, coming up next.
AJ's going to back me up.
Let me just say this. How you like me now?
You don't seem so
Thank
weird.
You. Thank you.
You seem pretty normal.
Thank you, Vince.
Okay, next.
Then things got downright scary. She says the suspect runs out of the room. She thinks with her sneakers.
I ran after him.
What room? The hotel room.
They met at a hotel.
Yes.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah.
I thought they were in a parking lot.
They were. When
she met
no,
the
this
guy
thing, yeah.
in a hotel
at
room?
At the hotel room, yes.
I guess that's why they called it a date. This was a very weird story to explain to an average person.
But it wasn't a date.
No, she's they a sex worker. This is what
I mean,
it is.
Like, he found her through OnlyFans or some kind of a similar
you think
platform.
So?
For
yeah.
sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, I want to buy those shoes.
And just
see
on
like,
the street.
Deal.
Hey, can I buy the sneakers?
Oh,
yeah.
okay.
Right. And
right.
then the shoes weren't enough.
Right.
I got you.
Yeah, he wanted a sample platter.
All right, none of that is in the story, by
no.
the way. We're putting it together because these people who did the story are morons.
Right.
Got it.
And I met him down in the parking garage.
Says he ran her over with his car.
He did a 3-point turn and actually hit me with a car, ran me over.
He ran you over?
He ran me over, and by the grace of God, I'm still standing today.
She shows us the injuries.
I've met a lot of people.
Did he run over her feet?
No. They showed her feet if you were perfect.
It's like, they showed her feet?
Yeah, they showed her feet. When he said, what is it? The guy wants to smell your feet. And they went right through her feet. And she goes, no.
The guy is watching the news report and just getting happy all over it.
Right. Yeah, that guy was watching. He's like, oh, my God, yeah.
This is a festival of weirdos.
Yes.
Because you got this guy making puns. Right. And then you got AJ, who's weird
Thank
with
you.
The feet.
Not as weird.
Vince, we find out, is even weirder. He knows that women sell foot dust.
Oh, yep. Thank you.
And then the reporter's like doing camera shots of her feet.
Like surrounded. Does the word customer anything to you?
Okay.
I've met a lot of people who have foot fetishes, obviously. And nobody has ever done anything to this caliber.
She says she's lucky to be alive.
You're charged with aggravated battery, a second-degree felony.
In his arrest report, cops say after a review of the defendant's background, he's been the subject in other incidents involving the same modus operandi.
We've covered a lot of bizarre cases. I've covered a lot of bizarre cases in my day. This is up there.
It's pretty bizarre. It was extremely bizarre for me, too. I've never experienced anything like this before.
So the victim is still frightened, and she says, look, I was truly fortunate to be alive. I was run over with a car. She tells us there is surveillance video. We're hoping to get that video sometime this week.
It's your job to have it.
Yes,
okay?
Right, so yeah.
It's just your job to have it.
Right.
Less puns. More evidence.
Right. Less jokey, more worky.
Idiots.
Yes.
Less jokey, more worky.
More worky.
Does he end with a pun?
In Aventura, I'm Rosh Lowe, Local 10 News.
Okay.
No. He used them all.
Good. Yeah, he did them all in the front.
Right.
And they were all the same.
Yeah, it was all the same.
Yeah. Yeah.
Foot fetish weirdos unite.
Should we have a special handshake?
Oh, in a mountaintop?
We just did a dumbass news where this guy was buying some woman's sneakers and they end up in a hotel room. He asks if he could sniff her feet.
Right.
She says no. They end up in the parking lot. He runs her over.
Right.
AJ, during that segment, said, oh, man, this woman was hot. You'd want to see her. You'd want to sniff her feet.
Yeah.
And so I look at the news report, And her face is blurred out.
Right, but you see the rest of her.
To AJ, you can see the important parts of
right,
her.
Yeah. Right.
Unbelievable. Oh, you're unbelievable.
What are you going to do?
I mean, there's face, feet, and boobs, and we can see 2 out of 3 of them, so I think he gives it the thumbs up.
Right.
Right. 2 out of 3 ain't bad. Right. It's like the Meatloaf song.
It's not a thumb.
Okay.
Jesus. I mean, the blurry face looks pretty good.
Like, yeah, I've seen some blurry face. That's a nice blurry face.
What looks good about the blurry face?
You can tell she's at least symmetrical.
She had nice hair.
She's
what
symmetrical?
Are you talking about?
Her hair is combed, Vince. Like, your bar is low.
What I'm saying is, like, you don't see, like there's not, like, a big crooked nose hanging off the circle of the blur. You know,
right.
There's nothing like the blur.
Like a long tip of a nose
right.
coming
like
out, like a Pinocchio nose.
It's a small blur, not a big blur.
Right.
Like, she doesn't have a big head. It's a big cover.
It's a dainty blur.
There's only, like, 5 chins involved.
It's a very
here.
Dainty blur.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's a nice blur.
No.
She has a dainty blur.
Right, dainty blur.
Okay, that sounds... Right up your alley.
Girls with a dainty blur.
Okay, then there was a picture of her foot in the news story.
Right, they panned down to
her
feet.
How would you rate that?
They're in nice shape. Really nice shape, yeah.
Where would you put them on a 10 scale?
Probably an 8.
That's an 8?
Yeah.
Wow.
Around 8.
Now, do you have a scale that there are 10s, or are you like, there are no 10s, 9's the highest you'll ever get?
Oh, there are 10s out there, yeah.
There are 10s,
there
okay.
are 10s out there, yeah.
All right, so that's an 8.
Yeah.
Okay. I've wanted to do this with AJ and pick out like the top 10 on WikiFeet, like the top 10 celebrities, and see if he can guess them based on the feet alone.
Oh,
I feel like he could do that.
Do you have favorites he'll come back to over and over, AJ?
I don't come back to anything. I'll look.
You don't go back to any.
I'll look. I don't go back. Yeah,
that's not believable.
You're just curious, and you like want to say, okay, now I know.
People find clips that are stimulating, and they go back to them.
Right.
Over
just,
and over.
I just want. I get curious. I'm like, what do they look like? I'm like, okay, now I know. Someone like, you know, like some.
I would pay $1,000 to just have a forensic view of your computer. Like, what is this guy searched?
Right.
What has he looked at?
Right.
That would be. You know, we'd be millionaires. You know why?
Why?
Because it's crazy.
Oh, that's nice. Right, give me a million.
All right. Then Vince, during this, like, reared his. Ugly weirdo foothead.
He really jumped across the race here.
Like I know. Did you know that? Did you guys? Do you guys talk about this stuff when I leave the studio?
No. I never knew.
I feel like he gets busted on so much for this. It's like I got to give him a little bit of backup here.
Nice.
You know.
See,
why you're? But you sound worse.
It's a very common thing. It's a very common thing.
I'm just worse because I'm more technologically inclined.
Right.
I realize. There's a big foot fetish deal out there. It's probably the number one fetish.
Yeah.
Women clearly have it. It's a $1 billion. Shoes are a $1 billion industry.
Yeah. Yeah. There's just different factions of it. Yes.
Right.
Yeah. No, I think you guys are, you know, there's normal, like, oh, I think that's hot. And then there's like, okay, then you're over there.
Right.
No, because there's, like, I think there's degrees to it like anything else, because then you start to get into like, there are guys who are into feet, but they're into like pretty feet. But then there are guys who are into smelly feet or ones that look like the old lady from Titanic.
Ugh.
There's ranges of what you're into within that.
Right.
Yeah.
I think the norm is you just look at a girl and it's the whole package, but, you know, hot shoes and feet. And it's like, okay, that it completes the package.
Yeah, but if she has a pretty, if she has like a pretty
girl. But when you're clicking around online, like that's another level.
Right.
And then Vince, knowing that. There are people selling foot dust.
Oh, yes.
That's another level.
That's investigative. Yes, it is.
That beats you.
Oh, yeah. No, he totally. He ran. He's like, before racing, I became the turtle. He's the hair.
Yeah. That's because, like, AJ was lapping all of us. Like, we're just, like, still at the starting line. AJ's like, hi, like, passing us. And then here comes Vince, like,
see ya.
Yeah. Like, turbo.
Now. The guy who ends up in a hotel room buying you sneakers, asking a girl if he could smell her feet, he beats Vince.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because he's actually engaged in it.
That guy, he's going to a hotel room for a transaction, and then he wants even more.
Probably not his
first time.
He
was willing to commit a crime for it.
Right.
Right.
He was angry, because I'm sure he's done it before, and maybe sometimes they complied. This time they didn't. He was angered. He got in the car and hit her with the car.
Right. It seems like both of these people, the victim and the perpetrator, had experience in this particular type of exchange.
Yeah.
In this realm of weird.
Time. Yeah.
It wasn't their first time. She said, she goes, I know guys with foot fetishes, but never to this level.
She said, obviously.
Yeah.
Right.
I've met a lot of people with foot fetishes, obviously.
Obviously, yeah. So she's done this before. She sold
And her name's
socks.
Not in there. We can't look her up, right?
No, her face was blurred and her name was not
Remember the dainty blur? Yeah.
No.
No, I just wonder because it would be, you know, clearly she's making money on this. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's an industry.
All right, Vince. Let's talk to you.
What's up, buddy? Well,
what are you doing in your spare time where you know that women are selling foot dust?
Oh, I mean, so you...
Do they call it foot dust?
Yeah, it is. It's literally just called foot dust.
Okay.
Because there's the girl...
It's like a
Bad
Food Mac song.
I don't know if you know about this, but this kind of start... The trend of this started a couple years ago with a girl selling bath water that she had taken a bath in.
We talked about this.
And
we
now that's just become...
Wasn't that the actress?
Thing. Well, Sydney Sweeney did it for Bigfoot Soaps, but there were like OnlyFans girls that started
Oh, that
trend
were doing it beforehand.
Yeah. Right. We talked about it because one of the guys who bought it drank it and then got herpes. And we're like, yes, this is exactly what we
Why
all
would
wanted.
You drink it?
This is what we wanted.
Yeah.
You idiots.
There was a girl sending farts in a jar.
Yep.
And we talked to her.
Mm-hmm.
The
feet. Yeah, farts in a jar. But basically, as you said, I've kind of peeled back.
Wait, hold on. How did you know about that one, AJ?
We talked to her.
Okay.
Remember?
But yeah, I peeled
like,
back.
Like, oh my God, I think I need to be in a separate studio.
Yeah, me and AJ.
Back in a monkey cage.
I am watching Chaz's chair back up a little.
I know it's getting shorter.
Chaz and AJ.
Hey.
Hey.
I think it's weird things people do. I don't know what the segment is. I just dropped the kids off at school. But I came across a TikTok on my For You page where someone takes their baby batter and makes them into rings.
So back to feet again.
Wait. They make them into what?
Rings?
Rings. Yeah, like they take the baby batter and when it dries, they polish it and everything and they make it like an opal type of ring.
Do I know what baby batter
Wouldn't
is?
Wouldn't it break and crumble?
Well,
maybe they mix it with resin.
I don't know. I don't play with it.
How many rings you buy?
You're mad at me. You're calling it in, right?
Yeah, how many rings you buy?
Listen, I just came across it on TikTok. I don't know how to do it.
Well, your TikTok feed knows you, so you're a weirdo.
Well, listen, that's a whole other conversation. We're not talking about my TikTok feed.
Well, we kind of are.
Right.
Okay. I mean, if we want to get into that, we could.
All right. Not really.
Have a good one, guys.
All right. Call in your weird. Chaz and AJ.
Hey, good morning.
Hey,
good morning. Johnny Rocket.
Hey.
We're calling in weird stuff.
Yes.
Oh, so I actually have two. It's females' tongues and their anal cavities.
Okay.
Right.
I feel like we could talk about the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah. The second one.
Unless your proctologist has been going there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the tongues, I remember when I was a little kid, I used to watch females on TV, and I would watch their mouth just to look at their tongues. That was it.
No. Then comes
How old were you when you first?
Probably 10.
It's weird.
Huh.
I mean, not.
And
no.
I mean, really... Just, yeah. I'm not really interested in the skinny ones. I really only like the fat ones.
The fat tongues.
Fat tongues.
Right, do you buy them
Like when you
pops?
See a cow tongue, do you say, ooh.
Hey, oh, baby. Boy.
Hey, baby. If only that was in a human.
Hey, baby.
No, just human tongues.
Right,
human tongues. Tongues.
Right.
Human female tongues.
Right, do you watch videos like them eating a lollipop or like an ice cream donut?
Yeah, that's what he wants to watch.
Right.
Yeah, lollipops. I remember when I was younger, I used to watch, there was this thing on YouTube. It wasn't the most best thing, but it was, and I don't know if I could say it on the radio, but it's tongue-sucking.
Tongue-sucking,
I used to watch on YouTube.
You can tongue-suck?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, interesting.
I was a weird, that's some Vince weirdo stuff right there.
Yeah. He deflected from himself to Vince immediately.
He's not wrong, because when he said it, I just said, that's a thing I've heard of.
Yeah, really?
Oh, man.
That's a new one for me.
Not something I do, but something I've heard of.
Huh.
Wow. There's a lot of stuff you heard, but you don't do.
I mean, listen, there's plenty of stuff I do and don't talk about.
But have you done any of these things, or you just watch videos of them?
Oh, man. No, tongue sucking. I do it, I've done it a lot.
Huh. Interesting.
Is there a scene in the movie that you like?
Christmas Story where the kid gets his tongue stuck on the pole.
No, 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 no.
He plays in slow motion. Freeze frame.
No, no. It ruins it when a guy, when two females are kissing, that's nice. But when a guy, when I notice a guy kissing a girl and I see the guy's tongue, then I just...
Coiling horror. Gotcha. Okay. Gotcha.
Then it becomes a horror movie and not a romantic movie.
Yeah, I don't know if that's weird.
So it's music, not just the tongue. It's who the tongue is attached to.
Right. Mm.
Yeah.
It has to be female human tongue.
Right.
The wider, the better.
Right.
Which female celebrity has the widest tongue?
Oh, right. Joy Behar from The View.
Ew.
Oh, my biggest mouth.
I'm just picturing Joy Behar before you lick it up.
So,
I don't even know how to search that.
Which celebrity has a hot tongue that you're like, I will watch her talk just to watch her tongue?
I can tell you, Billie Eilish.
Okay.
All right.
Billie Eilish. I like hers. And, there's a lot of... that just stick their tongue out.
Right. There's a lot of what?
A lot of females that just stick their tongue out. You know, Billie Eilish. You know, females that stick their tongue out for pictures and stuff.
Yes.
Right. And you're like, oh,
okay. Man. Oh, and she does baby. That. That's like a thing for her.
Right. I feel like Miley Cyrus always has her tongue out.
That's right.
Like that kind of thing.
But the problem with Miley Cyrus, her tongue is too thin.
Too thin.
See, this is a real...
She has a weird voice, too.
I like her voice. I like her whole story.
Okay.
I never noticed her tongue. I'll have to look that up.
Same. She has one?
Is there a website, female celebrity tongues?
Oh, wow.
No. You just go on Google and you type in so-and-so tongue pictures. Oh, you got it? They'll show you a thousand.
There's no wiki tongue?
Right. Okay.
There should be. That's it.
We're starting. There should be a wiki tongue.
Wiki tongue.
If I could find a female with a big lips and a big tongue, a great day for me.
Really?
Nice. Well, that's something to strive for.
Huh.
Female appeal to LL Cool J, what you just described right there.
I was thinking that Twizzler commercial from the 90s. With big lips.
I like big tongues that I cannot lie.
Is there a cartoon character that you're like, oh, man, if only she was real?
Oh.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Ooh, now, that was quick.
Okay. Let's not.
That was too quick.
No judging.
Yeah, we listen and we don't judge.
We don't judge.
Yes.
Lola Bunny.
No, that's a good answer.
That's a, of course.
Right.
Especially when she was on Space Jam.
Lola Bunny and Jessica Rabbit are the answers.
Oh, yeah, right? Jessica Rabbit?
Yes.
Yeah. Don't ever call me doll. That's a line from the movie. No one watched.
Bunny has those two front teeth, though, right? That doesn't worry you at all?
She's a bunny.
Yeah. It depends.
That's... And also, red hair. Red hair immediately attracts me.
Really? It's like ginger tongues.
Like a gnat to a light.
Fat ginger tongue.
Okay, so I'm trying to think of a female celebrity that has red hair with big lips. And
there's a show... There's a show, I forgot the name, Two Broke Girls.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. Which one, the brunette?
I've never watched it, but I see, the brunette.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot her name, though.
She's shifting gears now with...
Kat Dennings.
Yes, that's it. Wait, how'd you
know that? Kat Dennings, yes.
Listen, I know a little bit.
Vince Butterfoot does.
If I ever got alone in a room with her, I
he'd suck on that tongue.
You'd be a polite gentleman.
Not the hitting of the car, not the battery, not the battery part in the hitting of the car, but the whole hotel room, hey, can I see your tongue thing, that might happen.
Can I see your tongue?
Yes. You'd make her an offer.
Yeah.
You'd ask her to lick a 9-volt battery.
Hey, I'd give you $50 if I could just do something to your tongue.
Here's a cone, eat this.
Like the girl on the Gong Show,
Would you like some ice cream?
Yeah. I'm looking at celebrities with white tongue.
The creepiest would you like some ice cream I've ever heard, but very good.
Miley Cyrus sounds like one of the people with the widest tongues, by the way.
Hmm. Yeah, Miley Cyrus, her tongue is thin. That's the problem.
Oh, to me it looks kind of fat, but okay, whatever.
No, it also has to be wide.
Wide.
What's that word? Where up and
you
down.
Want, you want girth.
Wide.
You want girth.
He wants girth.
You want girth.
Okay.
Right.
Girth.
Right.
Girth. There you go.
Right.
It needs to have girth.
Wow.
I thought this was good. French tips.
Julia Roberts apparently has a wide tongue also.
Where did you go to find these
AI? Brittany Lakeo, as of August 2024, held the Guinness World Record for the world's widest tongue, measuring 7.90 centimeters, which is 3.11 inches at its widest point.
All right.
Yeah, Jenny Duvander, this Oregon woman, holds the Guinness World Record for the largest tongue in circumference. You got Amber Colina, this Italian TikTok creator, holds the record for the largest tongue circumference measuring.
Hold on, Johnny can't write that fast.
Just AI it.
Listen to the replay.
All right, Johnny.
I don't really need the widest tongue. I just a girthy tongue. That's it.
Girthy.
Yeah, I want a fat tongue. Yeah.
Well, thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
It's a very big year.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Since we're sharing our weird fetishes all today.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.